Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
大家早上好。
So, last month we started the new, we started a new book in the new year.
上个月呢，我们就是因着新年开始，我们开始一卷新书。
As we said that last time, the book of Acts is a good basis for us to study the early church and its applicability to today's environment.
正如上次我们也谈到，《使徒行传》呢，是我们能够很好的研究早期教会以及它对当今环境的适用性提供了良好的基础。
It begins with where the four Gospels left off.
那它是从四福音书停止的地方开始的。
Just before the book of Acts began, there was this group of disillusioned followers of Christ who felt helpless and hopeless after their master was crucified.
就是在《使徒行传》最开始的那部分呢，是有一群，这一群基督徒在他们幻想破灭的跟随基督的人们，他们在主被钉十字架以后感到无助和绝望。
Even though they encountered the resurrected Christ,They still couldn't comprehend the meaning of his life and the message he brought to mankind.
即使他们已经遇到了复活的基督，他们仍然无法理解，他们生命的意义以及他带给人类的信息。
However, as we study the book of Acts, we will see a complete turnaround of this group of followers, how they were transformed from a group of disillusioned people on the verge of dispersion into a Christ-centered new community.
然而当我们继续研究使徒行传时呢，我们会看到这群追随者的彻底转变，他们如何从一群幻想破灭濒临四分五裂的人群，转为以基督为中心的一个新社团。
Okay, today we're going to study chapter 2 verses 38 through 47.
那今天呢，我们要学习使徒行传第二章38到47节。
The title of this morning's message is A New Community.
那今天上午信息的标题呢，是一个新社团。
From this passage, we can observe that there are three important aspects of the early church.
那从这段经文中呢，我们可以看到早期教会的三个重要方面。
Faithful teaching.
忠心教导。
Intimate fellowship.
亲密的团契。
And powerful witnessing.
有力的见证。
Let's read 38 to 40 again.
让我们再把38到40节读一遍。
So verse 38 says, Peter replied, Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the forgiveness of your sins, and you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. The promise is for you and your children, and for all who are far off, all, for all whom the Lord our God will call.Verse 40. With many other words, he warned them, and he pleaded with them, Save yourselves from this corrupt generation.
彼得说，你们个人要悔改，奉耶稣基督的名受洗，叫你们的罪得赦，就必领受所赐的圣灵。因为这应许是给你们和你们的儿女，并一切在远方的人，就是主，我们神所招来的。彼得还用许多话做见证。劝勉他们说：“你们当救自己，脱离这弯曲的时代。”
The early church was built on the message of repentance and forgiveness of sins.
早期教会是建立在悔改与赦罪的这个信息之上的。
The result, as we can see in verse 41, those who accepted this message were baptized, and about 3,000 were added to their number that day.
我们在使徒行传。二章四十一节呢，看到这个所带来的结果，那就是，于是领受他话的人就受了洗。那一天，门徒约添了3000人。
The true meaning of repentance is turning away from sin and turning to Christ.
那悔改的真正意义呢，就是要离开罪，归向基督。
The gospel being taught at the early church was not a watered-down message.
就是早期教会所教导的福音，不是经过淡化了的信息。
It was not easy to listen to.
而且要听这样的教导也不是一件容易的事情。
But it struck a chord with the people, prompting them to examine their inner self.
然而这样的教导却引起了人们的共鸣，促使他们能够省察自己的内心。
As you may recall, yesterday was unusually warm.
如果大家回想一下呢，昨天天气异常的暖和。
So we decided to take a drive with my wife.
所以我就打算和妻子一起开车出去兜兜风。
And our trip was about like 45 minutes long.
那整个行程呢，大概有45分钟。
So we turned on the radio.
我们就打开了收音机。
First, we turned to a famous station. Well, first we turned to a famous teacher, a preacher who has his own station on the satellite radio station.
我们先是打开了一个频道，这个频道呢是一个很著名的传教士的电台。就是也是目前有很多人都有很多的听众。
Like in some churches today, his messages focus on health and wealth.
就如当今的许多教会一样，他当天的信息呢关注于健康与财富。
About unleashing the potential in your inner self.
以及如何释放我们的潜力。
About how God would reward you for your faith.
关于就是神是如何奖励你的信心的。
It was very easy to listen to, makes you feel good.
就是是一个很听上去让你很开心。感觉良好的一段信息。
In contrast, the message of the early church makes you feel bad.
相反，早期教会的教导的信息呢，会让你自我感觉很糟糕。
It makes you feel bad about the sins you have committed.
它会因着你想到自己所犯的罪呢，感到难过。
Makes you feel bad about how the world is going in a downward spiral of sin and corruption.
也对应着这个世界如何陷入罪恶和腐败的这个恶性循环而感到难过。
Peter said, "Repent, be baptized for the forgiveness of your sins."
彼得说，你要悔改，要为让你的罪能够得赦免。
Save yourselves from this corruption generation.
而且教导他们说，你们当救自己，脱离这弯曲的时代。
After listening to this preacher talk for a few minutes, I decided to switch to something else.
然后我听了这个刚才这个牧师讲了几分钟以后呢，我就决定换其他的信息来听。
I went to YouTube and played a message by the Reverend Dr. Stephen Lee of the China Graduate School of Theology.
然后我就上了油管，然后播放了这个中国神学研究院李思进博士的信息。
The topic of his sermon.Was is it super hard to follow?
那他讲到的这个主题呢，就是说跟随是不是超级的难
？He was talking about Jesus' calling of his disciples.
他讲的呢就是耶稣呼召门徒。
Jesus did not tell Peter, Andrew, James, and John to follow him, so that they would be healthy and wealthy.
耶稣并没有对彼得、安德烈、雅各、约翰他们这些门徒说，跟随我。就你们会有健康和富有。
Instead, he told them to leave everything behind and follow him, and he would make them fishers of men.
相反，他告诉他们说要抛弃一切，跟从耶稣，就让他们得人如得鱼。
Do you remember the Apostle Peter's first encounter with Jesus?
你还记得就是耶稣就是彼得第一次遇见耶稣的情形吗
？The Bible said.Simon Peter fell at Jesus' knees and said, "I am a sinful man."
圣经记载到，就是彼得跪在耶稣的脚前说，我是个罪人。
And that's the truth of the gospel. Make us know that we are sinful and we need repentance.
所以这个福音的最中心呢，是要让我们认识到我们自己是罪人，需要认罪悔改。
Now let's now read verse 42.
那我们现在来读第四十二节。
They devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching and to fellowship, to the breaking of bread and to prayer.
都恒心遵守使徒的教训，彼此交接、掰饼、祈祷。
Breaking of bread is referred to as the Holy Communion or Communion service today.
掰饼呢，在当今的教会被称为就是圣餐礼。
It's one of the two holy sacraments for the church.
是教会的两个圣礼之一。
The other is baptism.
啊，另一个圣礼就是洗礼。
On every first Sunday of the month, our church celebrates the Holy Communion together.
我们这个教会呢，每个月的第一个主日，我们会都会有圣餐礼。
And Reverend Lee would often refer us back to the very important passage in 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verses 23 to 28.
李牧师呢，每次都会引用一段非常重要的经文，就是《哥林多前书》的十一章二十三到二十八节。
Let's read it together again.
让我们一起再来读一遍。
In verse 23 says, For I received from the Lord what I also pass on to you. The Lord Jesus, on the night he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, This is my body, which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me. In the same way, after supper, he took the cup, saying, This cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this whenever you drink it, in remembrance of me. For whenever you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes. So then, whoever eats the bread or drinks the cup of the Lord in an unworthy manner will be guilty of sinning against the body and blood of the Lord. Everyone ought to examine themselves before they eat of the bread and drink from the cup.
我当日传给你们的原是从主领受的，就是主耶稣被卖的那一夜，拿起饼来，祝谢了，就掰开说，这是我的身体，为你们舍的。你们应当如此行，为的是纪念我。饭后也照样拿起杯来说，这杯是用我的血所立的新约。你们每逢喝的时候要如此行，为的是纪念我。你们每逢吃这饼、喝这杯，是表明主的死，只等到他来。所以无论何人，不按理吃主的饼、喝主的杯，就是干犯主的身、主的血了。人应当自己省察。
So there are some key elements of the communion service.
所以圣餐礼呢有几个要素。
The first one is examination.
首先呢就是验查。
Reverend Lee will always remind us to examine ourselves and to see whether what sins we have committed that we have not repented of them yet, and then so that we can come to the table with a clean heart and clean spirit.
所以每次李牧师都会提醒大家来自我验查，看有什么行为我们得罪了神，需要认罪悔改。
The second aspect of the Holy Communion is meditation.
那第二个要素呢，就是默想。
We need to meditate on God's love, remember Jesus' redemption and the resurrection of Christ.
那我们需要来默想神的爱，耶稣基督的救赎。以及他的复活。
And third element is proclamation. We need, as the Bible said, we need to proclaim the Lord's death until he comes again.
那第三就是要宣告，就像圣经所记载的，我们来宣告主为我们的罪而死，只等到他再来。
We need to proclaim the world that Jesus is coming back again.
我们需要就是传扬到地极，耶稣基督会再回来。
And finally, this declaration. We need to declare to the world that we are one in the body of Christ.
那最后就是要宣扬我们就是在基督的身体里是合而为一的。
That's why, you know, Pastor Lee would break the bread from one piece of bread and into pieces for us to share.
这就是为什么李牧师会将一块饼把它分开，然后大家来分。
It symbolizes that we are one in the body of Christ.
这就是一个代表，就是说我们在耶稣基督里是一个身体。
So we need to continue to observe communions every month, and these communion services continue to be Christ-centered.
所以我们需要继续来遵守这个圣餐礼，并且呢，这个圣餐礼是要以基督为中心的。
Next time you partake in the communion service, remember these four things.
那下一次在你参加这个圣礼的时候呢，你需要记住我们刚才讲的四件事情
examination, meditation, proclamation, and declaration.
你需要验查、默想、宣告、传扬。
The early church was faithful in teaching the essence of the gospel and practiced Christ-centered communion.
那早期教会呢，就是很忠实的来教导这个福音的精髓，并且实施了以耶稣基督为中心的这样共荣的生活。
The early church also enjoyed intimate fellowship.
那早期的教会呢，他们也享受着非常亲密的团契关系。
Let's read verses 44 and 46 again.
让我们再一次读44以及46节。
Verse 44, all the believers were together and had everything in common. Verse 46, every day they continued to meet together in the temple courts. They broke bread in their homes and ate together with glad and sincere hearts.
那44节说信的人都在一处，凡物公用。然后46节，他们天天同心合意，恒切地在殿里，且在家中掰饼，存着欢喜诚实的心用饭。
In this short passage, the word together appeared three times.
在这个短短的这一段经文里呢，在一起用了三次，但是在中文翻译里没有这样翻，中文翻译是都在一处，然后同心合意，然后用饭。
It talks about how the early church built relationships together.
这个呢，描述了早期的教会是如何建立关系的。
The early church was not a bunch of unconnected believers. It was a community.
就是早期的教会呢，并不是一群毫无联系的信徒，他们是一个社区。
It was a new kind of community.
是一种新型的社区。
They met together often.
他们经常聚在一起。
They care for each other.
他们彼此关爱。
The haves would share with the have-nots.
富人会与穷人分享。
They got together with glad and sincere hearts.
那他们就是存着欢喜诚实的心聚在一起。
My wife and I first attended the Chinese Christian Church of New Jersey in Parsippany in the early 80s.
我和我的妻子呢是在80年代初就参加了新泽西的主恩堂。
And was introduced to the church by Reverend Mrs. Li.
是李牧师介绍我去那个教会的。
And Tammy was a handheld baby.
那个时候 Tammy 还是一个小婴孩。
It was a bilingual Mandarin and English church.
那是一个中英双语的一个教会。
There was only a handful of Cantonese-speaking members there.
那里只有很少数的这个讲粤语的会员。
As more people immigrated to the United States from Hong Kong in the mid-90s, we saw the need to reach out to these new Cantonese-speaking residents.
后来九十年代中期呢，越来越多的人从香港移民到美国，我们就看到了需要接触这个新的粤语居民的必要性。
We started with the Cantonese Fellowship and later also organized a bi-monthly sharing meeting.
然后我们就成立了这个粤语的团契，也开始了每两个月一次的这种团契的粤语的聚会。
And we started with a few people.
我们刚开始的时候只有几个人。
And we continued to grow.
但是我们不断的成长。
And the Cantonese group, the way we grew was grew via caring and outreach.
那我们就是通过这个彼此相爱，以及去找到更多的关爱更多的人来建立我们这样的一个团契。
During those times, we actually had quite a few unfortunate incidents happening to the people that we know.
那在这个成长的过程中呢，我们认识的人也有一些不是很。顺利的经历。
Quite a few people lost their elderly parents.
有些人呢，他们的年长的父母去世。
And then there was one of the spouse was in one family, the wife was terminally ill.
然后还有一家呢，这个太太呢生了很严重的病。
And a couple of families got into car accidents.
然后还有几家人呢，出了车祸。
And the brothers and sisters in the Cantonese group stepped up and cared for these families and supported them during the time of need.
那主恩堂的这个粤语团契的同工呢，就去关怀这些有需要的家庭。
And that's how we grew.
这就是我们 如何成长的。
The fellowship, from a fellowship to a cell group to a full-blown worship service.
就是从这样团契小组，然后有更多的小组，最后有这个我们粤语的崇拜。
The Cantonese congregation continued to grow and was subsequently planted out as a new sister church, now known as the Church of Living Grace of New Jersey.
我们粤语的这个团契呢，继续的增长，最后成了一个建立了姊妹教会，就是现在在新泽西的恩典教会，是吗？
宣恩堂。
宣恩堂。
So, you know, when we like in the early church, we need to learn from the early church that when we get together, we're not just socializing, we need to have fellowship together.
就是说，我们看到早期教会呢，他们不仅仅只是，就是作为教会，不仅仅只是个社交的场所，而是要是要有团契。
There's a group of a few families that we get together every once in a while to have fun.
我们有几家人呢，会不定时的聚在一起，要很开心的玩乐。
And then during the pandemic, we started to have a virtual potluck.
那就是在这疫情期间呢，我们开始了这种虚拟的聚餐。
There are 6 or 7 families that we every other week we would have a dinner together over the web.
所以我们有六七家人呢，那么每隔一个星期会就是通过这个视频呢来一起聚餐。
Now, as things got a little bit better, as the situation got a little bit better, we started getting together during special occasions.
那随着这个疫情的改善呢，我们也会慢慢的每个月或者能够有机会的话聚在一起，能够在线下聚在一起。
So there are four families actually, that we decided to meet monthly to celebrate different events.
然后我们其中的有四家人呢。我们就决定每个月呢都要找个理由来庆祝一次。
So there are, so it turns out that all 8 of us were born in different months that take up 8 months.
我们发现呢，就是我们八个人，四家的八个人呢，我们所出生的月份都不一样，所以就有八个生日。
And then Mother's Day and Father's Day.
然后有父亲节、母亲节。
And then we also have the New Year.
然后我们有新年。
So that took up all 11 months. They are all different.
所以呢，我们这样就有了11个月，然后11个月都有不同的主题。
The only one month we don't have any event is March.
然后只有三月份呢，我们没有就是任何的，就是没有还没有找到一个理由。
So Brother Jerkin, you say that well, we should celebrate on March 8th.
然后就有一个弟兄就建议说，哦，我们应该在三月八号来聚会。
Just always find a reason, right?
然后就是为了找到一个理由。
But more importantly, we realize that we should not just get together to socialize, but also need to devote ourselves to prayer and sharing as well.
然后我们就意识到，我们不应该只是要聚在一起社交，而是需要花时间在祈祷和分享上。
So we decided that going forward, every family would be responsible to would take turns to share a short message every time we meet together.
后来我们就决定每次见面的时候呢，有一个家庭来负责分享一段信息。
So we're not being together just to socialize, but also to edify each other.
所以我们不仅是说聚在一起需要社交，而是我们要聚在一起彼此建造。
At the early church, believers graciously shared what they have.
就在早期教会呢，这信徒们非常慷慨地分享他们的所拥有的。
Let's read verses 44 and 45 again.
让我们再重新读一遍44和45节。
All the believers were together and had everything in common. They sold property and possessions to give to anyone who had need.
信的人都在一处，凡物公用。并且卖了田产家业，照个人所需用的分给个人。
And that's the true spirit of Christian fellowship, sharing graciously with those in need.
那正是真正的基督徒团契的精神，慷慨的与 有需要的人来分享。
Paul used the human body to describe the church.
保罗呢用身体来来形容教会。
Every part of the body is important.
就是身体上的每一个器官都是重要的。
We need to value each other and we need to care for each other.
我们需要来认到每个人都是有价值的，我们需要来关爱每一个人。
Today we serve one another not just financially, we can also be serving one another using our talents and spiritual gifts.
那当今呢？现在我们可以使用我们的不仅我们可以在经济上彼此的扶持，我们更是能够在我们的才能和属灵的恩赐上，使用我们的才能和属灵的恩赐上彼此扶持。
Do you know what your spiritual gifts are?
你知道你属灵的恩赐是什么吗？
Have you been exercising these gifts to serve brothers and sisters and meeting their needs?
你是否有使用这些恩赐来服侍其他的弟兄姊妹，来满足他们的需要呢？
But first of all, are you aware of anyone around you who may have a need?
首先，你看看你是否真的意识到你周围的任何人可能有的需要呢？
They may not tell you. It. We need to take an effort to find out.
他们可能不会告诉你，所以你需要花一些精力去了解。
The needs may be material.
他们的需要可能是物质上的。
Could be mental.
也可能是精神上的。
It could be spiritual.
可能是属灵的。
It's easy for us to ignore one another's needs, especially material wealth.
我们非常容易忽视他人的需求，尤其是在这个物质财务上面。
The Bible tells us that we must be generous.
圣经告诉我们，我们必须慷慨。
After all, we are only stewards of resources entrusted to us by God.
就到头来呢，我们都是上帝所托付的，我们是上帝的资源的管家。
Including our wealth, our talents, our spiritual gifts, and our time.
就是我们这个所需要的，神所托付我们的不仅是财富，也有我们的才能，我们属灵的恩赐，以及我们的时间。
I'm very fortunate that almost every time I come to share a message with you, I always go home with something.
我非常的就是觉得我很运气，很有运气。我每次来与大家分享信息的时候呢，都会带一些礼物回去。
So.Almost every time I come here, and the two families from Connecticut will always give me fresh farm eggs or homegrown vegetables.
我每次来教会分享信息的时候呢，那康州的两个家庭有时候就会给我们带新鲜的鸡蛋和蔬菜。
Sometimes I joke with my wife, I feel that I'm like a missionary in early days, right?
所以有时候我跟我的太太开玩笑说啊，我都感觉我像早期教会的传道士。
And go home after I go and preach a message, I always go home with some material, some fresh food.
所以我每次去教会分享信息，然后回家就可以带一些新鲜的食物。
So I really appreciate the families from Connecticut who brought the food all the way from there to share with us.
非常感谢从康州来的家庭，从那么远的地方，带一些新鲜的食物给我们。
And we are really encouraged.
我们受到很大的鼓励，非常感恩。
Now, Christian fellowship is more than just a sense of belonging.
所以基督徒团契呢，不仅仅只是一种归属感。
It is grounded in selfless sacrifices and genuine relationships in the body of Christ.
它是基于这种无私的牺牲精神，以及在耶稣里，以及在基督里面的这个真诚的关系。
Churches should be relevant to all believers.
就是对所有的信徒呢，教会都应该是让他们觉得是与自己相关的。
And we must be relevant to one another.
我们必须呢彼此交接。
So the early church also witnessed for Christ very powerfully through how they lived and how they acted.
早期教会呢，还通过他们的生活以及他们的行为方式为基督做见证。
Let's read verses 43 and 47 again.
让我们再读一下四十三和四十七节。
Verse 43, everyone was filled with awe at the many wonders and signs performed by the apostles, praising God and enjoying the favor of all the people.
众人都惧怕，使徒又行了许多奇事神迹，赞美神，得众民的喜爱。主将得救的人天天加给他们。
You probably have heard, you know, from the preachers and teachers that we Christians are the walking commentaries to the Bible.
就是你可能有听说也听过有讲员讲到我们基督徒呢就是一个行走的见证。
We should always ask ourselves a couple of questions.
我们应该常常问自己以下几个问题。
Do our actions result in people praising God or result in people doubting God?
就是我们的行为会导致人们赞美神呢，还是导致人们怀疑神？
How can we be relevant to those outside of our church?
我们如何才能与教会以外的人建立关系？
Now as some of you may know, I work in the health insurance industry.
你们当中的许多人可能都知道，我是在这个健康保险业工作的。
And we all know the insurance industry doesn't always have a good reputation.
就是保险业呢，并不是总是很有好的这样的口评的。
Because realistically, there are some bad apples and there's some a lot of greed and fraud in the industry.
实际上呢，总是有那些坏苹果或者一些坏的这个竞争的例子。
So I will always joke with my wife if I go on a trip and sitting somebody and who wants to talk to me, I don't feel like talking. I just tell the person, I sell insurance in Chinatown, and they'll immediately shut up.
因为这个保险业就是也有很多的贪婪和欺诈行为。我有的时候就跟太太开玩笑说如果我不想跟人这个旁边的人讲话的话呢，我就告诉他我在中国城是卖保险的。
And they immediately shut up.
那人就会马上就会不讲话了。
People would often take shortcuts and do non-compliant things.
因为就是。就是人们在这种竞争的环境下呢，经常会走一些捷径。
However, I always insisted on looking things long term and not focus on short term results.
那所以我所坚持的就是要有长远的目光，而不是只看这个短期的结果。
I insisted that our employees do the right thing for our customers and not focus on our self-interest.
我坚持要让我的员工为客户做出正确的决定，而不是关注于他们自身的利益。
I remember one of my employees once told me a little bit sarcastically, she said, "Chris, you are a gentleman and always want to do the do things the right way, but that puts us in a competitive disadvantage."
我呢有一位员工曾经有一次用带点这个讥讽的口吻跟我讨论说Chris 啊，你是个绅士，总是想用正确的方式来做事，但是这会让我们处于竞争的劣势的。
A few years ago, and she has since left the company, but a few years ago she came to know Christ and was baptized at the Rutgers Community Christian Church.
后来呢，他离开了这个我们公司。又过了几年，他在若歌教会呢，认识了基督，成为了基督徒。
And she later told me, she said, "Chris, after becoming a Christian, I now understand why you did things that way."
后来他见到我，跟我说，我成为基督徒以后，我现在明白你为什么那样做了。
I was really humbled by what she said.
我听了他说的话，真是感到受宠若惊。
I could only give glory to Christ, to God.
我只能把荣耀归给神。
I don't know whether I was effective for her to coming to know Christ.
我不知道我是否对她成为基督徒有过影响。
But at least I know I was not effective for her to refuse to coming to know Christ.
但是我很高兴，我起码没有成为他成为基督徒路上的绊脚石。
Witnessing the gospel is not just by words; it is also by deeds and by how we live our lives.
所以为福音做见证，不仅仅是要通过言语，还要通过行为，通过我们的生活方式。
And now let's read verse 47 again.
让我们再来读第四十七节。
Praising God and enjoying the favor of all the people, and the Lord added to their number daily those who were being saved.
赞美神得众民的喜爱，主将得救的人天天加给他们。
It is important that we Christians should be praising God genuinely from our hearts, not just by our mouth.
最重要的是呢，我们基督徒要真诚地来感谢神，要发自内心的，不仅仅是在口头上来感谢赞美神。
The early church enjoyed the favor of all the people because they were relevant to the society.
因为早期教会呢，得到众人的青睐，是因为他们与整个社会的生活都是息息相关的。
The early church, while they knew they were not of the world, they understood they were living in the world.
他们虽然他们知道自己是不属于这个世界，但是他们也知道他们生活在这个世界当中。
I'm trying to find my cursor. Okay. So while they were enjoying their new community in Christ, they did not isolate themselves, but continued to be relevant to the larger community.
就是当他们在基督里享受他们这个新的社团的时候呢，他们并没有来孤立自己。而是继续的与更大的社区产生这个相关性。
A healthy church attracts people to Christ, and we grow naturally that way.
一个健康的教会呢，会吸引人归向基督，并且会自然的成长。
Again, verse 47 says, "And the Lord added to their number daily those who were being saved."
所以在第四十七节就说主将得救的人天天加给他。
The Lord did not just add numbers, but saved souls.
就是主所给的不仅仅只是数字上的增加，而是灵魂拯救。
Similarly, church growth is not just about growing membership, people who want to belong to churches, but our mission is to grow believers, those who are willing to repent and accept Christ's forgiveness.
同样的，教会的成长呢，也不仅仅是增加成员。而是既然要加入教会的人，我们就要把他们，我们的使命就是要培养成为信徒，是成为愿意悔改并且接受耶稣基督饶恕的人，而不只是增加会员。
So now let us conclude.
我们现在来做个总结。
The early church still sets a model for us today on how to build and nurture a God-pleasing Christian community.
就是早期教会呢，为我们当今如何树立建立一个讨神喜悦的基督群体的榜样。
They practiced faithful teaching that were Christ-centered and repentance-oriented.
他们实行以基督为中心、以悔改为导向的中心教导。
They have intimate fellowship and shared graciously.
他们有亲密的团契，慷慨的分享。
They witness powerfully through authentic living.
他们通过真实的生活有力地做见证。
All these were supported by prayers, as mentioned in verse 42.
这一切呢，都得到了四十二节中所提到的这个在祈祷的支持。
The early church was relevant to people both inside and outside of the church, and so must we today.
就是早期教会呢。与教会内外的人都是息息相关的，我们当今的教会也必须如此。
Let's pray.
让我们来祷告。
Father, we thank you for this wonderful passage.
亲爱的天父，我们为这美好的信息感谢你。
It sets the roadmap for us on how to build a new community, a Christ-centered community that is pleasing to you.
你为我们如何建立一个以基督为中心的群体指明了正确的方向。
We ask you to continue to lead and bless this church.
求主继续的引领祝福这个教会。
Help us to follow the model of the early church.
帮助我们能够学习早期教会的榜样。
So that we can see how we can multiply in number of saved souls.
帮助我们能够看到如何使得救的人天天增加。
And make disciples for you.
为你培育门徒。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉主耶稣基督的名求。
Amen.
Amen.